League of Ireland Late Night
on Off the Ball.
I'm really floundering going into games, lads. I mean, I keep going and I really hope they turn it around, but it's just hard going in.
League of Ireland Late Night, live every Friday from 10 on Twitter Spaces.
Football on Off the Ball
with William Hill. Who you got? 18 plus. See gamblingcare.ie.
Welcome along to the kickback. Myself and Owen Doyle have just been watching the Manchester Derby, a scoreless draw. We pay Owen Doyle an awful lot of money for his expertise and analysis. So I'm gonna just hand it over to you. 10 minutes for you to give us your thoughts on what you've just seen. Don't mind me. I won't interrupt you. You go for it.
Bit of a bore fest now, let's be honest about it. There was very little in the game. No team was really able to penetrate in behind. A game full of half chances at best, if you'd even say that. Anything that looked like might have a chance of going in was kind of straight down the throat of a goalkeeper. About Onana and Ederson had to kind of make saves, but they were, if they had went in, you'd be really worried about the goalie's performances there. But yeah, it's a strange situation. Like I was kind of saying to you off air after the game there, that how often do you see a team make Casemiro look good? And that's like, without Rodri in that team and what they had in there, Gundogan was one of the worst performances I've ever seen from him. Grealish comes on to help, plays in the exact same role. He's as bad as Gundogan, gives the ball away as many times as Gundogan did. De Bruyne was quiet. Bruno Fernandes for Man United was very, very good. He was probably the standout player. Dorgio was decent. As I said, Casemiro kind of broke things up well in the middle of the pitch. But both teams kind of lacking conviction. City being their usual self, where they'd have lots of possession. A lot of times Man United looked like they had a half chance to score and they were doing it on the break. They were happy to drop deep and concede possession and try to hit them on the break. But again, they don't really have that athleticism, that power to get in behind and hurt them. Probably one of the biggest moments of the game happened in the first minute when ball came into Hoyland, flipped in behind for Garnacho to get away from Diaz again. He just doesn't have the legs to get fully away from Diaz, ends up clipping him about 18 and a half yards out, really close to the penalty area, right in the middle of the goal. And the poor free kick from Fernandez goes out for a corner. Like, it was just a game of nothing, really.
In a way, that game is probably exactly what you'd expect from two sides with the form lines of United and City, but for some reason still turn up every week and expect that little bit more from Manchester City, that the spark will suddenly reappear. It ain't coming back this season.
Not without Haaland now for the rest of the season as well. So I think we would have seen a different game if he was in the team today. There were some situations where De Bruyne would play a ball through to Foden. Again, you just can't get away from Harry Maguire to get a shot off. You know Haaland would have done that. And when there's no one that's able to kind of run in behind and penetrate in behind and try to get shots off a goal like that, it's always going to be a difficult game. And that was
Marmoush has obviously scored a lot of goals, but it was only when he drifted out more to the wings that he had a bit of an impact on the game.
Of course, and they switched it. He was at one stage, he was playing up there as the false nine, and De Bruyne was doing it mostly. And they had little turns of being out wide and going up front and playing centrally. But again, yeah, as you said, everything was kind of second phase. If any time you thought Marmoush was going to score, it wasn't from something created or a bit of nice play, it was the second phase of a corner or something like that, like we've seen with that shot from outside the box.
That inability to expose Casemiro the way he has been at times over the last couple of seasons, was that down to poor Manchester City play, or did Amorim set United up in a way that protected Casemiro from that ever happening?
I'd say it's poor Manchester City play. Look, they started without wingers, so they started with a bit of a box in there with Gundogan and Kovacic, De Bruyne just off, playing a bit higher. Phil Foden as well was in there. They should be dominating possession in the middle of that pitch and opening them up as any time they want to. Didn't get one opportunity really to do it centrally. They tried to get the ball out wide at times again. I think the one time we've seen someone try to beat someone in the first half was Phil Foden in the final seconds. The ref blew it for half time. Even the ref had enough at that stage. But it was just a poor game. Lacked a bit of quality in the final third. To be fair to Man United, from how bad they have been, they were actually reasonably okay today without hurting them. So he actually came on as a bit of a handful for Hoyland. Had a half chance with a good side foot volley with his left foot. Nearly another opportunity with his head as well, so a bit of a handful when he came on. Apart from that, there wasn't much in it.
Phil Foden is one of many Manchester City players who's nowhere near the level he was last season when he was the best player in the Premier League. Do you think this summer break, the short summer break it'll be, considering this play in the Club World Cup, do you think that will be enough to cure all the ills of Manchester City, that we'll see Phil Foden back at his very best next season? That we'll see Manchester City back at their best next season?
It's hard to know. A new season's a fresh start for everyone. I know they got to this Club World Cup, which will bring its own problems for them.
in the sense of last summer they just came off the international tournament as well, and like, there's no breather there really, you know, not enough time to rest. Gone into a campaign with 50, 60 games ahead of you again. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. Like, you know, he's not really getting any opportunity to really rest. Will it help? You'd say no. Right now I'd say no, it's not going to help because I'm not going to get the rest. It depends on how Man City approach this tournament in the summer. And how they dictate whether to give these lads time off. They're going to be a bit before, a bit after. How are they going to do it? Like, you know, it's going to be an interesting one, like, you know, for the future.
Are United getting better?
They're definitely better in their shape and what Amorim wants of them. I just don't think they have the personnel to really have conviction about winning games and look really dominating with the personnel they have in that formation. Like, Garnacho tried so many times to get beyond today, he just couldn't do it. He's playing against a right winger, playing right back in Nunes. Dorgu looks like a good old sign, you know. He gallops forward and stuff, put a few nice crosses into the box. Fernandez obviously is still that standout player for them. And like, to be fair to him, all the grief he gets, he turns up all the time, and he did
they're
it.
They're a one man team.
Oh, they 100% are. And like, if Man City, they didn't really stop him today, but if they could stop him, you know, they have no threat. They have no threat with him and without him getting involved. And to be fair to him, like, he plays a number of positions for them as well. When they ended up taking off Ugarte, he ends up dropping deeper in beside Casemiro and dictates things from deep as well. When they were breaking, he'd look up straight away, get Garnacho in behind or whoever was making that run from deep. He's very effective today without actually scoring a goal or an assist.
And even though the Manchester Derby is an enormous game, arguably their biggest game of the week is the match against Lyon, because if they don't somehow manage to qualify for the Champions League through that, it's very hard to see what quality of player they're actually going to be able to bring in to improve things next summer.
It's kind of, listen, there's so much negative noise around Manchester United, you just don't know what's going to happen. I don't think they have a chance of winning that Europa League. I don't think they have enough in them to go and win a competition. I don't think the personnel is there to do that. Not enough leaders on their side to try to get a trophy and get over the line. But because the noise that comes out of that place now, even if they were to get a 60, 70, 80 million boost from being the Champions League, by the sounds of things, that gets swallowed up very quickly. I don't know if that's going into transfer spending.
Let's never talk about this game again.
Please, God.
Football on Off the Ball.
With William Hill. Who you got? 18 plus. See gamblingcare.ie.